Relevant content for our members, by our members. This is TMC Connect.
All right.
Hi, guys.
Jamie, thank you for joining.
Yeah. We're only up to 80 people. Only 80 people saw that. You need to go back and do it again. Do it again.
You tell me when, Rob.
All right, go ahead.
Hi, guys.
This makes me so happy.
I love it. For those that are watching and just joined, Rob was giving me a hard time about my virtual background and wanting to know what was behind it. And I just explained that if I come from my back door of my office, it looks like I'm walking down the hallway, which makes it the perfect background. And now you all got to see it in person.
So before we get going, I had what I thought was going to be a very special treat. Okay. We're going to go out a quick field trip. Very quick field trip.
This is unprecedented. Although
nah.
I know some of your previous events, you have been in airports doing this and wandering around for the rundown.
Yeah. So I was going to show everybody something very special, but instead I'm showing you this.
Oh, wow.
Can you see that nest?
Is there anything in the nest?
It looks empty.
It does look empty.
Unfortunately, this morning the nest had two chicks in it.
Aww.
Man.
Oh, God.
You're the reason I watched those stupid eagles that are amazing up in Big Bear from your rundown.
Yeah.
Months and months ago, and I still watch them.
It was something. A couple of days ago, I shoot off a hop. There were actually four robin chicks. And now, no, Myrtle, is not involved. The nest is in a very good place. And, anyway, it was sad. I had hoped to show everybody some chicks, but
Sorry.
That would have been amazing. Next season.
Next season, yes.
That nest there, it will happen again. I didn't know you were this avid of a bird lover. I thought it was just a few things. The eagles.
Birds are cool.
I think they're awesome.
All animals are cool. Next week, we'll be filming this. I'll be at the veal farm.
Okay. On that note, I'm going to kick us off and let's talk about Morgan.
Yeah. No veal.
Okay. Hi, everybody. I'm Melissa Langdale. I'm with the Mortgage Collaborative. We are joined, as always, by Rob Christman and Jamie Modern with DocuTech today. We appreciate you guys all joining us and listening to our amazing bird stories and mortgage industry insights. Before I kick us off and get us started, if you guys are not subscribing to our YouTube channel or our TMC Connect podcast, make sure you do so. We'll put some links to be able to watch out for those things in the chat. And Rob, do you want to kick us off today with some questions for Jamie?
Well, do you want to refresh everybody's memory in terms of who you are and what you do and why there's no capital letters in DocuTech?
That's a personal pet peeve of mine, Rob. Thank you. I love that. So DocuTech, hey, Miss Sarah. So DocuTech is, we've been around for over 30 years. We have two core products, one Conformex, our industry-leading compliant DocGen platform, and the seamlessly integrated platform of Solex. Solex, in my opinion, is actually our secret sauce and differentiator. It's far more than just a digital signing platform. It enables e-delivery, e-sign, It drops direct to paper fulfillment when needed, and it supports every variation of eClose from Hybrid to iPIN, eNote, eVault, and with the help of some of our incredibly well-integrated partners, Ron as well. A little teaser, we have some new capabilities coming out this fall with Solex. Some are teasing already with some of our clients to provide even greater visibility and transparency into the signing process. And what I think I love most as being over partnerships, a lot of what we do is dependent on our LOS and our portal partners and the seamless integration they have with us. But what I love about Solex is that the way we are building each new feature and enhancement, it can be leveraged by our clients without any dependency on those integrations. So we're not limited by our LOS partners being able to support it. It just becomes part of our Solex experience. So making it better for the borrower and the lender. So I really love that differentiator for us.
It's a lot of technology-driven innovation that DocuTech has been working on. And one of the reasons that DocuTech is one of our sponsors for our Mortgage Tech Day at our conference in Nashville coming up. So we appreciate that at the Mortgage Collaborative. And we're obviously here today to talk about innovation and technology in our industry. We're not?
But let me jump in. You bring up a very good point.
Melissa, come on. We know this.
Technology always changing. So Jamie, in the overnight package that I received from your PR team, is it true that in beauty pageants, contestants rub Vaseline on their teeth?
Yes.
Okay. Do you want to share why I asked you that?
I don't know if I know why you asked, but yes, it is true. Keeps you from doing this. It forces you to smile.
Is it true? I don't know where the package is. I put it somewhere that I got in the overnight from FedEx. Is it true that you are a beauty queen contestant coach?
I am. Yes.
Melissa, that's why I asked that question. Melissa's like, why did I ever sign on for this gig?
For what it's worth, part of the most important part of that experience for me is really helping them figure out who they are and figure out how to present themselves well, whether it's an interview, on stage, personal appearances. Most pageant contestants work in schools, supporting Children's Miracle Network or Ronald McDonald House or other philanthropic endeavors, and being able to speak to kids, going to state legislator and speaking on behalf of those organizations, really is a skill that's critical. So being able to teach these young girls how to do that helps them prepare for life and maybe along the way a title.
That's awesome.
That's very good. Very good. That's where I went astray early in life, Jamie. I remember in elementary school, they were lining kids up, and one of the lines was, pageant contestant. And the other line was for kids who want to play kickball in the street. And I went down that route.
There was no line for mortgage and, mortgage veteran industry expert. There was no path for that.
No. Sadly.
It starts off on that path, right?
Oh, boy. All right. Back to mortgage. And I'm sure everybody on the call would like to know, and you knew I was going to ask this. Ready? The cost to originate continues to go up. I'm not going to go into detail. Despite some wonderful advances in technology and some great labor-saving devices and so forth and so on, is this because of overhang from the 2020-21 period? Companies have not cut back overhead enough to match the production, or is this just a new normal that it's going to cost 12 or 13 grand per loan to originate?
I hope that's not our new normal. I think every lender shop is different. Every lender shop has different drivers for what their own cost is. We talked about this, I think, when I was on last, around there's a lot of government regulation that comes out, and the demand to meet those regulations is really high on your technology partners and on the lenders. And I think a bigger piece that drives it is that's pretty human dependent, is that no matter how great of a plan a lender puts together, when they're building their outsourcing plan for their technology, or they found the coolest widget to solve one of their hugest problems, they build a plan with optimism and all in on a single process, and there'll be no deviating out of the box or out of base. And then the hard decisions come in implementation and staying true to that plan. For every decision that deviates, you erode that savings. And it's really hard to make those decisions. Sometimes deciding to do the technology isn't the hard decision. It's putting it in really, really well and making those tough decisions along the way.
And probably keeping up with it as consumer expectations change and, you know, regulations change and all of those sort of things, right?
Mm-hmm. There's no single thread that will solve it. If it was, we would have figured it out. You know, looking at your tech stack and finding ways to be more efficient with the vendors that you already have, figuring out how to make those vendors partners so it isn't transactional, but they're really coming in to help you solve, is really, really valuable.
I wish I had copyrighted that term tech stack. It certainly is a popular term. And
I would say ecosystem. That tends to be my go-to word. So I was trying to not use my own.
Wait a minute. Tech ecosystem?
Ecosystem in general.
Nice. I need to remember that one. Just like I need to remember the trick with Vaseline on the teeth. By the way, Vaseline has another use. Would you like me to tell you about the other use? By the way, I'm not liquored up or anything. But speaking of, there's another use for Vaseline besides beauty contestants putting it on their teeth. And that is, if you have a hummingbird feeder hanging from an eave and you have problems with ants crawling down the hook and getting in the feeder, you can put Vaseline. I don't know what you guys were thinking about in terms of another use for Vaseline, but you can put Vaseline on the hook, on the wire, and it'll keep the ants from crawling down into the hummingbird chow, in the syrup.
I had no idea. One of my best friends has tons of hummingbirds. So when I'm done here, I will text her that tip.
Yes. Yeah. There you go. Value added.
Right.
So I wanted to ask Steve Richmond chiming in something about golf and Vaseline. Oh, anyway. So one of the common things I hear about from vendors is, especially the first half of 2023, is constantly getting beaten up would be the harsh term, reviewed, under review would be a kinder term, by their clients in an effort to cut costs. Uh-huh. Gee, you're charging $5 a widget and your competitor up the street is charging $4.50 a widget. And can you match the $4.50? Can you do this? Can you do that? A, were you subjected to that? And B, what was where did the discussion typically go from there?
I mean, there's no way to get around it. It's absolutely one of the first levers to pull are your fixed costs or your costs tied to originating a loan that aren't human related. I think all of lenders over the last 18 months have really been looking at their expenses critically, and we're no different. We're such a mission critical vendor. Docs are the foundation of the mortgage application process. And so it is important that we work with our clients on a one-on-one basis. We figure out what we ask, a lot of questions, help them understand for us, what are their challenges? What are they really trying to achieve? Is it they're trying to minimize costs now because they are launching a new channel in 3 months, in 6 months? And so then their volume will go back up. So they're looking to just sort of have relief now. That's a different conversation than just looking for a price cut across the board. We view our clients as partners, and it's important for us to stay connected to what their challenges are and help them solve together.
That's a very good answer. So what's next? And we'll I didn't want to wait until the end of the show to ask you what is DocuTech doing? What's next on the, I mean, there's always third party providers are always being asked, well, what's next? What's next? You know, there's a comedian who talked about, maybe it was Jerry Seinfeld talking about, you know, new and improved toothpaste. You know, what was wrong? Was the old toothpaste like old and mediocre? what is DocuTech coming out with next?
Well, we've been jokingly calling them our triplets because they're all tied to Solex. So the first is Solex iPen that we are launching now. It is our own proprietary tied to our Solex platform. What I love about Solex iPen in particular is it allows us to digitize the documents and the data of the closing process while still humanizing the experience, letting these borrowers sit with the people that have been with them on the entire experience, whether it's their LO, their realtor. They still get to have that climactic experience of here's your home, here's your keys, here's the champagne, stuff for you to post to social media. So humanizing this really important experience, but digitizing it so lenders can get their data faster, minimize or eliminate all of that stare and compare post-close, get more efficiency, more seamlessness, and fund that loan faster. It's a win-win. So I'm really excited to see how that's taking off. The clients that have been part of our sort of quiet release are very excited about it as well. So that's truly, I think, one of the most exciting we have. I also teased earlier around the transparency. So we have Solex Vision coming out, which is built in to allow lenders to see all parties that need to be signing any document, where they are in that signing process. Oftentimes, all a lender gets back through the system is package went out, everybody signed it, nothing in between. And when you have multiple parties on a loan, that loan officer or processor are hunting down folks, which is not necessarily value add time for them to be hunting down four borrowers when they only need one of them to finish the signing. This gives visibility into being able to know where the gaps are and take the appropriate actions. And then the last is ConformX Now. So ConformX Now is a platform that will allow lenders to upload a Fannie 3-4 file payload into ConformX and through our UI, validate the necessary information and generate closing packages. So where's this use case? When lenders want to, maybe they have a proprietary integration or LOS, or they're working with a third-party LOS and they're building out a new program, and they just want to get to market faster while they build the full payload, this allows them to do that. So it allows for a little more test and play and learn with our clients.
Jamie, I think I love the fact that you talked about kind of humanizing the technology, you know, the experience with technology. I think there's so much to be said for that over time. You know, a lot of companies are looking for ways to create operational efficiencies and all of those sort of things that kind of naturally come with kind of finding the right, you know, kind of ecosystem of technology, to use your word. And so, you know, but as you go through that process, there are some bits and pieces of the customer experience that can cause the customer to kind of pause and say, gosh, am I really okay to share this amount of data, or am I really okay to, you know, to input this password, for example, in some of our kind of POS platforms where the customer is kind of putting in password information for bank accounts and all that sort of stuff. How do you, as you think about like humanizing that experience as a whole, how do you see that evolving over time? Like, are there things that we can do to kind of bridge that gap of trust and increase utilization in those tools to help the consumer really have a better streamlined experience as a whole?
I wish I had the right answer for that. I don't think I do. I have perspective. We talked about humanizing the experience, and this is a really big experience to buy a house. Most people don't do it all that often, and it's a huge investment, one of the largest they'll ever make. And so largest investment that you don't do very often already creates mistrust. And then when you think about what gets media publication, data breaches by big, huge companies that are supposed to protect our data, just lack of information on how safe some of the technologies really are. That's out there, but it isn't widespread because it's not super sexy information, right? Media outlets don't necessarily want to cover, look how safe this is. So trying to educate consumers in the moment on why this technology is so secure is going to be important. We're really comfortable to pass cash back and forth in all of these apps, Venmo, Zelle, Cash. I heard that I think the federal government's even coming out with one recently. So to try to increase the trust that isn't there. We'll do that all day with friends and put our banking information in and spend it back and forth. But when this comes to this really big investment, once a blue moon, we're just not as ready. So, education, I think, is key. Simplicity is key. And making it as easy as possible to get from point A to point B.
So you mentioned consumers there, but you're also, most of your business is business to business, obviously, and educating business to business. I understand that you are sponsoring the TMC Tech Day.
Yes, I'm excited.
And what will you talk about then?
Well, so as sponsors, we did this at the last conference for Tom Gallucci, I will say it wrong, in San Diego. I can't possibly say it right. So we did sponsor it there, and it was such a great experience. Working with Sandy and his team for the Emerging Tech Fund, just being able to see these startups, the solutions they're bringing to solve the industry problems, it's inspiring. It's also gets you really excited about the future of mortgage. Our president, Emily, will be one of the judges. I will be co-hosting with Sandy. So I just get a great opportunity to see these companies and their founders firsthand. I'm a startup. I'm very passionate for startups. My husband has a startup. He's a serial entrepreneur. I always will have a soft spot in my heart to see somebody come in and do something that's never been done before and solve the really hard problems. So it's a joy and an honor for us to be able to sponsor.
So you mentioned the future, and Melissa, I'm keep jumping in here because things come up that Jamie's talking about here, but you talk about the future of mortgage, and I kind of tease or kiddingly say, at some point, you'll be able to put your palm on some reader and it'll automatically tell you your credit score and what you can afford and so forth and so on in terms of a home loan or a car loan, whatever it might be. I mean, how do you see the future of mortgage? Because there are people who tell me, I don't care if I could qualify you could be approved for a loan today and we could draw the docs and yada, yada, yada. But you know what? The sellers aren't ready to move for 45 days because they can't get a moving van there, or the guy's not due. He can't move because his new job isn't going to be ready in Seattle for another 45 days. So even though we have this great technology, the human element enters into it. So where do you see, though, in terms of technology, in terms of the mortgage process itself, where do you see it over the next couple of years going? Other than just more automated, if that can really happen.
I mean, technology, where the mortgage process is going to go. I mean, I've only been in this industry for 7 years, so I will lean on the expertise of others that have told me that they've been in this industry for 20 or 30 years. The process to apply for a mortgage is pretty the same. Still the same amount of data. It's just a lot more paperwork. And it's a lot more double checking and triple checking all of the data. But the experience, like what has to happen is pretty much the same. How we do it and how we get more efficient and leverage technology to do that is where the innovation needs to happen. The biggest piece for me, I think, right now is just accessibility. What are we, 3 to 5 million short on housing right now? I think those were your last numbers, Rob, somewhere in that range. We can fix the mortgage process all we want, but if there's nothing to take a mortgage out on, it's a bigger problem. So there's the human element to it, but we are such a single domino in the larger economy as it comes to mortgage, that there needs to be some massive overhauls and more than just the technology that we have.
There's some innovation in housing right now too. There is definitely, some players coming out with some really interesting solutions to try to get inventory out there. So it'll be interesting to see how that evolves over the next, 12 months or so.
I mean, I was really loved seeing all the ideas from FHFA's sprint last week. It was incredible to see how using data, partnering with the government, getting visibility, accessibility, breaking down some of these longstanding barriers for home ownership and accessibility was really being addressed. Always a little sad at the end of it, though, when it's all theory and nothing actually gets done. It's all great ideas, but now what? So, to your point, there's a lot of really cool stuff happening. I just want to see it all come to fruition. And then how do we marry the innovation in the mortgage process to help continue and accelerate it even further?
I think there's a lot of opportunities there. And I shared with everybody, if you guys are connected with me on LinkedIn, I shared with everybody that we have a special announcement today that we're going to talk about for our Mortgage Collaborative members. And I know Rob is looking around. Where is it? Where is it? I wanted to let
a PR packet on that, Rob.
What's that?
Didn't get a PR packet on that last night?
No, I'm always the last to hear about less important things. Obviously, your PR team packet came through just fine, but I don't know what Melissa's going to talk about next.
I wanted it to be a surprise.
I love it.
I did not keep you out of the loop on this for everybody that's listening, by the way. okay, so the Mortgage Collaborative is actually starting a new group that we're calling the Spark Lab. And it is going to be solely focused on igniting ideas and sparking innovation in our industry. And it's going to be a group that members can connect and we can have industry experts talk about ways that they're innovating their workflows and how they're leveraging ChatGPT for their business, how they're starting to think through evolving their RPA to machine learning to eventually get to the point of having a baseline of AI in their platform. And we'll bring in outside of the industry experts that are already starting to leverage those things to help their businesses to grow. And so if you guys would like to join us, our TMC members, register. If you're not a member, we'd love to chat with you about how you can become one too. But that's it. That's all I got today, Rob.
That's all. That's a big deal.
It is a really big deal. I'm very excited about this. Coming out of the FHFA tech sprint and everything I think that our industry is starting to work on figuring out, this is going to be a fantastic platform for our members to share ideas and start working on solutions together that hopefully over time start to lower the cost of origination as a whole.
And come to life beyond just theory, which is the ideas are wonderful. The idea counts. Also, it's really incredible to see it come to life. That's amazing.
Absolutely. Well, Jamie, what do you have planned this weekend? Anything big before we let everybody go?
You're in St. Louis, right?
I am in St. Louis. Tonight I'm going to a shrimp festival at a blues bar. Okay. That's my, if you know St. Louis, it's Broadway Oyster Bar. It's a hole in the wall institution and it's such a fun time. So that's my get through the week and get to go have a little fun tonight.
Because when people think seafood, they automatically think
St. Louis. Straight out of the Mississippi, Rob. It's great.
Oh, that's the kind of chow I want to have.
Yeah, it's fabulous.
Yeah.
Rob, how about you? What do you have planned?
Wait a minute. Melissa, we never get a chance to hear what you're doing this weekend. What are you doing this weekend?
I'm actually in Denver right now. So I get to fly home and do really boring things. Sit in the sunshine and in the lovely heat of Texas and spend some time with my family and probably go golfing. So
perfect.
Yeah.
And per Steve Richmond, don't put Vaseline on your club because it's illegal.
I actually have never tried that, and I actually might, but I will not record my score, Steve. So just so that everybody here knows, I will not cheat at golf. But I do actually want to experiment to see if it makes my ball go longer and straighter.
That's awesome. The tips we picked up today are endless. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah, we'll see. All right. Well, great. Everybody, thank you guys so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. It's so much fun.
Absolutely. Well, I hope everybody has a good weekend, and we'll see you again next week.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
For more information about how you can get involved with TMC Connect and witness the power of the network firsthand, please visit us at mortgagecollaborative.com.